Greetings, everyone. I'm Valerie Green, and this is Harpistry, an hour of harp-centric world music. For most of the show today, we'll be hearing an unusual and not very well-known instrument. It's the harp guitar. Surprisingly, there are many harp guitarists out there recording music on these instruments, and we'll be hearing from some of the best of the genre in this next hour. Simply put, a harp guitar can be explained as a guitar with additional open harp strings that are not fretted or stopped like those on the neck. Their purpose is to extend the range of the guitar while adding extra resonance and color. The crucial element of these strings is that they're meant to be played and are not just for show or to provide sympathetic vibration. The harp guitar has been around for the last couple of centuries and has come and gone in popularity in various parts of the world. Its last heyday in America was from 1895 to the 1920s. But happily, it's making its resurgence in the last 30 or so years here in America. In this set, we'll hear Stephen Bennett, John Doan, Greg Miner, and starting it off with Andy McKee.
Thank you.
a set of music performed on the harp guitar. We just heard Stephen Bennett, who graced us with a piece entitled November. Before that, John Doane with In John Fahey, There Is No East or West. We also heard Greg Minor performing Deserted Island on a harp guitar that was built in 1899. And Andy McKee started that set with The Friend I Never Met. All these pieces were taken from the CD entitled Beyond Six Strings. Performing on the 39-string harp sempitar, that was Alex de Grassi, with a piece entitled Reverie for Greensleeves. We also heard a piece by Greg Minor called Bridge of Verdant Mist, performed on a 1912 zither harp guitar. We also heard a lovely tune by Jeff Titus entitled Majabin. And proving that the harp guitar is not just an acoustic instrument, we heard Tim Donahue performing If You Were Here on the electric harp guitar. All those tunes were taken from the CD Harp Guitar Dreams. The most recent recording by Mary McMaster and Donald Hay is entitled Hook, another fine release from this Scottish duo. Thank you.
Sure.
McMaster Hayes' most recent disc is entitled Hook. We just heard Stay With You, the lyrics Mary says she dreamed of while Donald added the music. We also heard Hamifohurum, followed by Chimes and Erdranters, again from McMaster Hay. The CD is entitled Hook. From the New York City area, this is jazz harpist Brandi Younger.
It's all
In the background, we're hearing Brandi Younger from her EP Prelude, piece entitled Angel Eyes, preceded by So Alive. You've been listening to Harpistry, which was produced in KRVS's Cypress Lake Studios on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. I'm Valerie Green. Until next time, thank you for joining me on Harpistry.
Mozart wrote some great comic operas, including The Marriage of Figaro. But deep down, Figaro isn't as funny as it first seems, with plenty of human foibles, weaknesses, heartbreak, and even treachery hiding among the laughs. I'm Lisa Simeone. Join me for The Marriage of Figaro next time on World of Opera.
Monday night at 7 on KRVS.
This is Cody Hiltz. Join Danny and I for Japan Jukebox, an hour of Japanese music, coming up this Monday night at 11 here on KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles.
This is KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, your source for NPR news, great local programming, and music from around the world.